open up to our new direction. We offer ourselves available promise. So what we're doing is receiving that endorsement. We're receiving that light. We're receiving that engagement. So as we will receive that offering, they're asking us to extend ourselves in good faith. So this is about allowing ourselves to proceed with kind gesture. In English, we're jumping aboard. We're climbing the mountain. So you want to feel this extension as we will offer ourselves for our entitlement, our engagement. So what we're doing is we're increasing our frequency, we're increasing our extension. And as we bring forth that halo of love, that halo of truth, we come up higher in terms of our own registry. So as we will receive these offerings, which have been offered to us all day today on 11/11, as we receive these offerings, we delight in our good favor. So let me explain this. The energies are coming to seal our fate, to help our quotient. So in English, they're helping us to align to our brilliance. Now, what can occur, which I've been getting reports during the day, is sometimes to align to our brilliance, we kind of have to come face to face with that which we've been attending to, which is no longer of use. So this is going to be the old fears. This is going to be the old negatives that are no longer influential. So what this means is that these energies are helping us. They're showing me like a bounce house. So it's like it's giving us leverage. It's giving us freedom. We don't want to run at the first sign of trouble. In other words, when old habits, when old engagements, when old energies present, they're presenting for our freedom. And I literally have these angelic beings that are here. It's almost like a processional, like if there was a parade and there would be beings on the side. That's what it looks like. These beings are guiding us. They're helping us to stay, like they're saying, stay afoot. So in other words, come into full entry, come into full passage. And so as we alert ourselves to kindness, which they've been using that phrase lately, meaning as we offer ourselves freedom. Well, that sounds good. Why wouldn't we want that? So as we offer ourselves freedom, as we offer ourselves holy advancement, what arrives is our follow through. So in other words, we can have some of the old folly. The old folly is just that dormant energy that's just been sticking to us like molasses. It's like at last, we come into our true engagement. We come into our true union. We come into our true station. So what we're doing is signing on the gift of life. In other words, our true life. We think with this is life. When we make decisions out of ego, it's actually not real life. It's the dream state. That's why all that matters is when we perform miracles out of love. So every time we honor love, every time we profess love, every time we call upon that victory, that is the home run. That is the home run. Everything else, It's fabrication, it's not real. So we're learning, they're saying we're learning how to play for keeps. In other words, we're learning how, and I just see this, oh my gosh, energies are so beautiful. But they're saying, I just see this coarse way of movement. And so these are energies. These are energies that we're aligning to. And so this is the verb, the engagement, aligning to. And so as we receive this, it's sort of like, you know, imagine someone using something, a kid playing with a toy, and suddenly you present them, or like a dog, they're playing with their bone, and suddenly you offer them a piece of steak. It's like, forget that bone, I'm going to the steak. So this is what's occurring. It's like we're engaged in some of the old format, and suddenly there's a new offering, there's a new engagement, there's a new signature set. So as we will receive our full allotment, this means that we can hold more energy, we can hold more light. And so as we will offer ourselves to this full extension, it's sort of like there's no room for the other. So the other, the old playmate, the old dinosaur really becomes extinct. So just imagine that you've been living with some dinosaurs and it's like, I don't think I need this anymore. So as we will receive our holy advancement, as we will receive our good nature, as we abide by our truth, as we consent to our holy advancement, we receive that entitlement. So that entitlement is we hold more light. Now this gives us the advantage because it's getting stronger and stronger. So in English, like we may have had ideas, we may have had, boy, I would love my life to look like that, or I would love to get rid of that old negative habit, or whether it's like a physical habit, even the physical ones, they come from thoughts. So what we're getting rid of are these thought sequences, they're saying press upon. So in other words, there are these energies that, again, the dinosaurs are ready for extinction. So as we will allow ourselves a good treat, remember the piece of steak for the dog. So the good treat, they're saying, is the middleman. The middleman is this holy adventure. And so what we're receiving is this light that's showing us our good proxy. So it's showing us our new availability. It's showing us that indeed we've arrived in clear presence. So in English, it's much easier now to choose the light, to choose to be the seer, to choose to honor the new placement. So the old will still, you know, it's like, here I am once again, but the more we advance in terms of our choice making, free will, decision is in our lap. Do I want the old? Am I ready for the new? Now the new is going to not be so far away from us. The new is something we've already considered. It's something like we've dreamed of. It's something like, oh, if only I could. Or maybe we do, but we don't hold it yet. So these energies are like enforcers. They're helping us to commit. They're helping us to preview our new lifestyle. So in English, sturdy. So it's like you're a little wobbly there. Here, let me give you some support. So these energies in essence are going to feel like, wow, this is more my style. This feels more comfortable. This is really the energies that I want to play with. So the more that we understand, we're growing in our own abundance. We're growing in our own lifestyle. We're growing in our own sequencing. And they're showing me a snowflake. So if you ever see like the crystalline structure of a snowflake, I mean, it's like looking at the water molecules. I mean, it's just gorgeous. So this is showing us our true nature. It's showing us our true beauty. So what we're responding to is that ourselves in that gorgeous, pristine holiness. And so these offerings are they're saying they're tangible. In other words, user-friendly, you can make use of them. It's not like pie in the sky. It's like, oh yeah, you know, 5 years from now, I'll make use of that. This is here to help us establish divine authority. It's here to help us establish grace. It's here to strengthen our conviction. It's here to help make our dreams possible. Now, again, the dreams are not totally new to us. It's going to be energies that have been sort of, they're showing me like peekaboo. So they've been kind of teasing. They've been kind of like, hanging now, coming into our dreams. So this is where we start erecting, we start building, we start placing, because the energy is here to for endorsement. So as we open up with delight, so what we're doing is we're placing ourselves in our new station, in our new evolved status, in our new proxy. So whatever has felt like, this is really what I would like to see in my life, this is really how I would like to be, this is the energies I would like to attune to hold to hold steady, so I can have it in a steady placement consistently. Because if I do this, I know I can let go of the old. It's like I've got more energy, I've got more power, I've got more influence to subscribe to this heavenly state. And this is what we're doing. We're creating heaven on earth. We're not transferring over. We're staying put, but we're opening up to a new cycle. We're opening up to a new life stream. And so this energy is helping us to stay put. It's helping us to really anchor it in. Now, they've said the same thing like six times now, so that we continue to apply with good measure. Because again, it's like we've been abiding by all these falsified documents, all these falsified records of self. We've been attuning to the ego. So that's what this dimensional reality that we arrived in ascribes to. So we're opening up to the dream of possibilities. So the possibilities are, they turn from possibilities to erected matter, erected placement. So it's like a bunch of Legos for a kid. It's like, well, what would you like to build today? So again, energies of follow through. They've been showing me the King of Wands. This is probably like, I don't know, the eighth time that I see this card when I do the channeling. So again, it's like fire energy. We're getting things done. So as you will receive the slide, as you, they're correcting me. I said, as you will receive this light. They're saying, as you will receive your light. Your light. Now there's a difference, because it's already yours. You don't have to ask for it, you don't have to seek it. It's not separate from you. It's an agreement that you, you know, when we arrived, when we said yes to extend ourselves in this dimensional claim, this is the agreement that I will continue to abide by love, I will continue to abide by source, and I will increase my readiness, I will increase my stature. So this is our light, our light. Now this is very different than someone having pity on you and handing you some molecules of light. We're extending our own consumption, our own extension, our own entitlement, our own creative endeavor. So we create. So when this is the whole point, we're establishing creative influence in our traveling vehicle. So in other words, we're responding to the creative power and source of light. Now, as we do this, we manifest in record speed. So that's what they've been referring to. So we manifest in record speed because we're no longer the beings that we once were. So if we can remember this, who we were yesterday is different than who we are right now at this moment in frequency. Because once we receive, once we accept, once we acclimate to our accelerated expansion, remember when, if you would, okay, this is your manifestation potentiality, it's already shifted. It's already shifted. So what we're doing is learning how to be in charge of that. Learning how to direct our focus. Noticing when old engagements come and rise, and they will, they will. And they need to. So that we can direct and pick wise choices. Wise choices. We can extend ourselves in light and choose that light and anchor that. I think I'll choose the light today. I think I'll respond to the light frequency. I think I will come upon the situation with my entitlement. So as we do this, remember, everything is sourced from us. No external world separate from us. We are never a victim. So as we do this, as we operate from our higher delegation, we perform miracles because suddenly we've shifted our life experience. Because everything we draw upon based on our frequency. As we shift, as we evolve, as we ascend, then everything shifts accordingly. So there's no place, when they always say like there's no place where God is not, this is what it is. It's not God separate from us. It's not the goddess separate from us. It's our goddess essence is never separate from a situation. So we're not looking to change another. We're looking to come into full extension because each time we take that step, we alter reality. It's a done deal because everything is just responding to us. It's like you have an experience, someone else comes upon that person, and I never have that experience. Like, oh, you must have bad luck. It's the frequency that we're learning how to disengage from yesteryear. We're learning how to disengage from false record keeping. So when they're saying false record keeping, it's the old beliefs. The old beliefs, the old cycles. So this is where like the powerhouses have come to play ball. The more that you understand you're the powerhouse, you're the master, you're the ascended being that has taken on the incarnation. It's to understand your power. You're not overriding other free will. You're not trying to have power over people, places, and things. You're having power over your own consciousness. And that's going to call forth, it's going to rearrange what you experience, what you receive, because it's going to shift what you see. And what you see is what creates the opportunity or lack thereof. So we're learning to create with our light. We're learning to stay put. So we talked about this last time, I remember. My grandmother. So staying put is we don't have to leave the dirty dishes. So the dirty dishes is any situation we find ourselves in. We don't have to leave. We don't have to check out. We don't have to go into addictions. We don't have to run and hide. We stay alert for new placement. We stay alert for our destiny. We open up our full reservoir. We bring light. We bring light. We take a look. Are we abiding in our light? And we remember our good placement. In other words, the Shamu, the Two of Wands, we're here to serve consciousness with our light. So we're here to be engaged with life. But we're here to serve life with our light. So we have to have practice. We have to learn how to assemble ourselves. We have to learn how to trust that light. We have to learn how to open up to the availability. So as we will extend ourselves in good measure, as we will extend our holy ritual of claim. So the ritual of claim is not a formal ritual. It's simply, they're saying it's a magic word. It's alerting us to the awareness that our time has come and that we're adepts. We're very good at this. We've done this time and time and time again. We know what we're doing. So this is where, just imagine you have a diploma, you have like a badge of honor on your chest, you have something that will signify your readiness, something that, wait a minute, I know how to do this. So just, they're asking us to just feel that right now. See if you can just sense a color or an image or an object or an angel, something that really represents to you that you are a steward of light, that you come here with sacred wisdom, that you come here with sacred wisdom, that you come here with sacred wisdom. So they have me say it three times, and when I'm saying it three times, I'm hearing these like bells go off. Bells go off. I've got a white dove. Got a white dove. So the offering that we're doing today in this moment, there is a simultaneous offering that's occurring in another dimensional placement. So while we appear to be here, of course, it's our consciousness that we're attending to. We're dreaming that we're here. So the greater aspect of self is also engaged in this offering, in this miracle placement. So as we will receive this, that we're abiding by our light, they're saying in historical value, and they're showing me like if you had pancakes, you know, you can order 10 at a time. I forget what they call that, a stack, obviously. But so the stack, when I look at these pancakes, these are incarnations. They're saying spiritual adepts. These are incarnations where we have mastered initiations. So what we're doing is aligning with that gifting. We're aligning with that knowingness. We're aligning with that truth, the possibility. Now, these initiations, these offerings, they have occurred in and out of life cycle. In English, it's not all what has occurred on the earthly plane. So don't get, they're asking us like, don't get too they're actually using the word crazy. they kind of watch us, like you get fascinated with these lifetimes. What about this? What about that? The important thing they're saying is the pledge. In other words, to finish out, we're not always involved on the earth realm. In other words, they are showing me this Egyptian imagery, and it's God, this headdress, it almost, how do I describe it? It's got gold and black headdress, stripes, but there's the Sphinx energy is here bringing forth Ankh. So again, there's a lot that we're assimilating to as we extend ourselves in true matrimony. So we're aligning multidimensionally to our to our humble request. So this is our higher awareness, our divine self is guiding this promotion, is guiding this attainment. So just to give you imagery, sort of like in the circle, I've got these objects that are somehow levitating in the middle. And again, we're connecting with source, we're connecting with like codes that are bringing us into further engagement. They're saying into further reality. The dimensional reality we usually attend to is not ultimate reality. So this is aligning us with ultimate reality. So as we will receive this knowing, there is a, I keep hearing this like ding, ding, a placement. And so it reminds me a little bit of when you take communion and you're taking the body of Christ. And of course, it's a symbolic gesture that's made. So again, the energies of truth is what we're attending to, what we're I won't say agreeing, but allowing ourselves to be lifted. So with this knowing, then all things are now possible in that we have this growing awareness. With the growing awareness, we make decisions. We find that placement of this higher regard much easier. We have more of that fortified emphasis that we are permitting, that we are allowing. So we're receiving light, and we're receiving that good knowing. We're receiving our own light. We're receiving our own entry. So they're saying, like, allow the dust to settle. In other words, allow all distractions to fade away. And allow yourselves to just be in that space of all knowing. So now it's aligning with your all knowing's awareness. Beyond the room you may be in. Beyond time and space. Beyond form. And they're saying allow the dust to settle. What they mean by that is allow yourself to feel this divine ownership, this divine knowing, divine recognition. And in your own time, when you feel ready to return, please do so. Please stay as long as you wish. So this transmission's a little different. We're going to take a little more time in receiving, allowing, assimilating, granting ourselves permission to be in this knowing, this posture, from this moment forward. And so it is. Again, taking your time. No rush to return at your own readiness.